In Del Rio, Texas, more than 10,000 migrants, mostly Haitians fleeing natural disasters, are camped out underneath a bridge that serves as a port of entry between the U.S. and Mexico. The situation is chaotic. The small border town is trying to manage the growing numbers in over 100-degree weather. Here's the mayor of Del Rio, Bruno Lozano, at the bridge yesterday, talking about the strain on Border Patrol.
The Border Patrol right now is so overwhelmed with the influx of migrants in the Del Rio sector. We have about 2,000 to 3,000 at any given moment in detention. These individuals behind me are not in detention. They're just waiting to get detained.
For more on this, let's bring in Nick Miroff, immigration reporter for The Washington Post. Nick, good to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
Nick, why are so many camping out at this bridge in Del Rio? Who are they?
So thousands of migrants have come across really in the last 3 days. Most of them are Haitian migrants. They are part of a larger wave of Haitians who have been coming up from South America over the past couple months. Many of them are Haitians who left their country after the 2010 earthquake and made it to South America, and they are on the move again. And coming to the United States, and really just in the last few days, we've seen this incredible mass crossing into that Del Rio camp.
Governor Greg Abbott said he was going to shut down the ports of entry because Customs had requested their help. Customs and Border Protection said there was no such request. How are local officials there in Del Rio responding or helping these people?
Local officials there are pretty alarmed. They have been trying to get the Biden administration's attention for several months, warning that the, you know, increase in crossings this year has become unsustainable, that it was a big drag on local resources. And one of the challenges to that Del Rio area is that in contrast to other parts of the border, say, like the San Diego area or the lower Rio Grande Valley, the Del Rio area doesn't have a lot of NGOs or groups that are used to accommodating and off bringing relief to these kinds of large crowds of migrants. And so there's a very acute need. It's much greater than something that local organizations can respond to. And really everyone down there from the city and local officials to the U.S. Border Patrol is calling for help and trying to get the administration to send more resources and more personnel.
With that, what kind of challenges does this bring to the Biden administration? If these local officials have been trying to get the attention of the administration for a while now, I mean, they've already struggled to respond to the backlog of applications and the influx of migrants at the borders.
We're in a moment at which illegal border crossings are at a 20-year high, more than 200,000 migrants taken into custody in August for the second consecutive month. So the Biden administration and the U.S. Border Patrol are already overwhelmed at the border. And on top of that, the administration is trying to resettle more than 60,000 Afghan evacuees who have been arriving after the fall of Kabul. And the fear is that this camp is likely to grow. There are many thousands more Haitians and other migrants who are in this pipeline and who are likely to try to cross there in the coming weeks.
That was Nick Miroff, immigration reporter with The Washington Post. Nick, thank you so much for this update.
Good to be with you.